This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast, where we provide simple tips and ideas, you know, Scrap Guy ideas, to help you make things happen. I'm your local Scrap Guy, and now also a trash guy, and I'm the host of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast, Jeremy Miller. I want to take a moment to say thank you and share my appreciation for you listening to this podcast. There are a lot of podcasts and other content out there, and I appreciate you tuning into this one. Things have been a bit more hectic lately than I anticipated, so this episode is launching a little later than I had hoped, but here we are, and since it's a quick tip episode, we are going to jump right into it. I recently spoke to some high school students here in Winona. This is one of my favorite things to do. I like to get out and about in the community, and I love to talk to people, especially students. And in this case, it was high school seniors. And the conversation, the dialogue back and forth was absolutely incredible. Some of the questions were a little bit more surprising than I anticipated, but maybe we'll save that for another episode. But when I'm speaking to different groups, I talk a lot about the importance of believing in yourself, setting goals, and putting in the time and the work and the effort to accomplish your goals. I talk about the importance of being respectful, building relationships, and being passionate about the things that you do, very similar to what I talk about on the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. These are all things that will help you make things happen, and that's why I like to talk about it. But in this case, one of the questions I got was, what is the single most important piece of advice that I could share with the class? My first thought was, well, I just shared several pieces of advice, but I paused for a moment and I said, don't sweat the small stuff. We live in a highly competitive world and there are not many trips down easy street. If you want something, you have to work for it and you have to earn it. And if you don't, someone else will. You have to believe in yourself. You have to set goals and you have to be committed to achieving your goals. You have to be all in. When I commit to something, I am all in. When I'm launching a new business or when I'm running a campaign or when I'm working with a startup company to help them launch or when I'm coaching youth sports or when I'm doing anything else, helping out in the community, volunteering for a nonprofit, I go all in. And no one, absolutely no one, will outwork me when I make that commitment. But that doesn't come without obstacles. That doesn't come without challenges. This doesn't come without difficult people. But one of the best pieces of advice I can share is focus on the things you can control and don't let the things you can't control drag you down. I call it the don't sweat it mentality. There are many things in life we can control and many more that we can't. But oftentimes we get caught up on the things we can't control. Too often we let the things we can't control drag us down and mess with our minds. Probably the most common one is we can't control other people. We all know that difficult person. We all know that person who has all the answers, so much so that they oftentimes finish other people's sentences. We all know that person who knows everything about everything and that person who is never wrong. We all know people who are unfortunately dishonest. I even know some who lie so much that they start believing their own lies. These are the people that will be nice to someone's face and then gossip about them behind their backs, usually with misleading or false information. These are toxic people. These are people who constantly complain, blame, make excuses, or flat out lie. But the mistake we make is that we try to change them. We try to fix them. Worse yet, we let their actions emotionally and mentally drain us. Oftentimes it physically drains us too. The reality is you can't fix them. You can't change them. I can't fix them. I can't change them. But you know what? It's not our responsibility to do so. So don't sweat it. At the core of happiness and success is your mindset. When you focus on your actions, when you focus on your happiness, when you focus on your success, when you focus on your health and well-being, all things that you can control, you will be happier, you will be more successful, you will be healthier, and you will be in a better position to make things happen. However, oftentimes we are so focused on trying to change things that are out of our control. We try to change how other people act. I have news for you. Unless you're raising children, we cannot change or fix other people. So don't waste your time. As much as we would like to do sometimes, we can't control other people. So don't let them control you. Don't let other people drain your emotions. Don't let them take you to a negative place. Toxic people thrive on drama. They thrive on trying to be in control. They thrive on trying to elevate themselves by misleading or manipulating others. We've all been there. We all know this type of person. It might be someone we work with, a team member, someone who manages us, someone who we manage, maybe even a family member or someone we once considered a friend. I've been there. I've tried to give advice. I've tried to give ideas and recommendations to help guide them to maybe try to be more positive and ultimately more respectful and more respected. But guess what? It didn't work. It's because I was naive. I thought I could change them, but I was wrong. The reality is we are all different. We all have different backgrounds, different views, different goals, and different personalities. I can't change someone else. You can't change someone else. We can provide ideas and suggestions, but the only way someone will change is if they want to change themselves. If someone doesn't want to change, if someone doesn't want to improve, if someone is a negative Nelly or if someone is incredibly lazy, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what you do. We can't change them. We can't fix them. This is how they are. So don't sweat it. It's out of your control. Don't let other people mess with your emotions. Instead, redirect and reinvest that energy into being the best you can be. Here's another example, road rage. This is something we can all relate to. It's something we have all experienced. Again, we can't control other people's action. So don't let it drain you. Don't sweat it. I was recently on my way to the airport. I was driving from Winona to the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. I was about an hour from the airport. And one of those airport shuttle buses darn near ran me off the road. Not only did this van full of passengers cut me off, completely cut me off, but you know what? They didn't use a blinker. Oh, and it really bothers me when people don't use their blinker. At one point in my life, I would have freaked out. I would have been yelling and swearing in my truck. I probably would have sped up next to the van, threw my hands up, maybe even flipped them off. But for what? What does that accomplish? So you know what? Don't sweat it. Don't waste your energy reacting to something that is out of your control. Those who travel know that it never fails. Whether you're parking your car, whether you're waiting for a shuttle, checking your luggage, going through security, boarding the airplane, getting off the airplane, waiting in line for a rental car or that hotel shuttle, checking into the hotel, and everything else involved when it comes to traveling, it always seems to take longer than it should. And the people, there are so many people who make it look like it's their very first time traveling because they're in front of you and everything they do seems to take so long. And it's super frustrating. We've all been there. We get fired up. We complain. We talk. We're frustrated. But you know what? Don't sweat it. Focus on what you can control, like getting to the airport early, so you don't have to let the things that you can't control frustrate you or drain you mentally and emotionally. The bottom line is this: focus on the things you can control And when it comes to things that are out of your control, don't sweat it. My boys loved the movie Frozen when it first came out, so much so that I think we ended up buying the movie. And for our family, that's a big deal because we are very frugal. Well, my friends call me cheap, but we are very frugal. And what I would consider wasting money on a movie is something that doesn't happen very often. And why am I telling you about the movie Frozen? Well, because there's a song from the movie that I often sing when I'm faced with a don't sweat it moment. Let it go, let it go. Sometimes you just have to let it go. Try it for yourself. It's life-changing. The next time a toxic person is being themselves, instead of trying to change them, instead of trying to fix them, instead of letting them negatively affect you, don't sweat it. The next time someone cuts you off, don't sweat it. The next time someone is double parked, don't sweat it. The next time you travel, plan ahead. Give yourself plenty of time. So when things happen that are completely out of your control, which we all know are going to happen every time you travel, you can say to yourself, don't sweat it. The next time your favorite professional sports team loses, in my case, the Minnesota Vikings, don't sweat it because chances are it's out of your control. I don't know about you, but as an avid sports fan, as a huge sports fan, I used to let it emotionally drain me every time my team lost. But even as a huge sports fan, and as much as I want to see the Minnesota Vikings win a Super Bowl and the Minnesota Timberwolves win an NBA championship, the reality is it doesn't really affect my day-to-day life. Sometimes you just have to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Instead of wasting your mental and emotional and oftentimes physical juice on things you can't control, don't sweat it. And instead, save that fuel to help you be the best you can be. Use it as fuel to help you make things happen. Well, that's it for this quick tip episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe, give us a like, share, and leave a 5-star review. All of these things will help the podcast grow. If you'd like to get in touch with me, please send an email to scrapguysolutions@gmail.com or check out scrapguysolutions.com. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out.